Going real well. It's a good day. Sometimes raining, sometimes shining.
It absolutely is. So I was just talking about some of the interesting cuts that we've seen. Some of them make they're a little surprising. I think one of them dealing with the local player here in the area, of course, is Alex Leatherwood from Pensacola. Went in the first round to Las Vegas last year, 17th overall pick. He's cut. And according to what I saw, I believe it was from Ian Rappaport, the Bears picked him up off the waiver wire, but they were the only team to put in a request. Do you know any reason as to why that may be? He did struggle a little bit last year, played tackle and played guard, but not necessarily the news you'd like to hear.
Yeah, first-round pick taken 17th last year. He was drafted as a tackle. He played 17 games as a rookie at right tackle and right guard. And tackle, he was just kind of overwhelmed, but he seemed to fit his groove when they moved into right guard. And but he kind of struggled to adapt to the NFL level. What most teams do, though, is they save a player like that and keep him for the second or third year. Usually the third year is when all rookies kind of and young players just kind of figure it out. But it's still a mystery as to why they let him go.
Yeah, I still don't – I don't know. Not quite sure about that one. But in other notable cuts, John Bostic and Taco Charlton were cut by the Saints. Marlon Mack was dropped by the Houston Texans. Obviously, Alex Leatherwood being one. The Browns releasing Josh Rosen. Do you know why the Browns, I mean, they obviously just brought him in. Do they like Josh Dobbs that much, Barry, that they would go with Dobbs over Josh Rosen?
Yeah, Josh Dobbs played lights out during the preseason. Now, understand that most of his reps was second team against second team. Mm. But still, he was lights out. He there was talk about him even possibility of starting and maybe going against Jacoby Brissett to be the starting role, which won't happen. But Josh Dobbs looks good. But there was other notables like the embattled Josh Gordon, who has played for everybody, including the Browns. He was dropped by the Chiefs. Now, I saw where he got picked up by the Tennessee Titans and signed to their practice squad. Mm-hmm. But he's 31 years old. He's you know, he's been in and out of rehab, I think, four times. Another odd one was Laquan Treadwell was dropped by the Jaguars, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
He was a first-round pick out of the Vikings in 2016. And another thing, and then this involves your Cincinnati Bengals, is former second-round pick of the Houston Texans, Mac Sharpen, was actually put on the cut list. They thought that he would go through waivers and pick him up. But the Bengals picked him up anyway, which is odd because if he's that good, the Bengals had a late draft order in the waiver wire, second to the last, 31st. So that means every team passed on it. They were hoping that he would go through. So now the Bengals have a great backup tackle.
Yes, I saw that, and I was reading up on him a little bit, and I'm very, very excited that because they've needed some depth there throughout the preseason as some guys had gotten dinged up, and also it was they exposed the lack of depth that they have on the offensive line. Now, they got Cordell Volson, who was selected out of North Dakota State. He won the left guard job over Jackson Carmen, so that was impressive. There's some other cuts as well, but I want to get into, again, we just got a few more minutes left here, Barry. Barry Shuck of Dogs My Nature. The Browns, D'Anthony Bell, against all odds, it seems, signed with the Cleveland Browns, wasn't selected in the draft, the first UWF player in their history to make a 53-man roster. I think it's well-deserved based on what he had done over the course of the preseason. How much do the Browns actually like what D'Anthony brings to the table?
Well, our editor does a 53-man prediction. And he actually picked D'Anthony Bell to be the fourth safety. Now, traditionally, the Browns only keep four safeties. Well, last year, they drafted a safety. So he was picking D'Anthony Bell over the guy they drafted. Now, the Browns play a lot of 4-2-5, which means there's a lot of safeties on the field. They ended up keeping five safeties, which I can't remember any team ever keeping five safeties, but they ended up keeping both of them. But DeAnthony Bell, he's 6'1", 211. He is just an all-out hitter. But he played on the 2019 UWF National Championship team. But he was informed by a general manager that he had made the team. I did an interview with him prior to the season once he signed with the Browns. I texted him. He texted me back, and he said that he was just ecstatic about that and that he has worked hard for it. Now, he was also named to the AFCA and the Associated Press Division II All-American First Teams, and he was also the UWF's very first player to be invited to a college All-Star, the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. And that's where he met Coach Howard, which is the secondary coach for the Browns. That's how he got an invite, because Coach Howard worked with him for a solid week. That's how he got an invite to the Browns. And so he came into it. When I did my interview with him, I said to him, I said, look, don't worry about that you came from a D2 school. Don't worry about that you've been undrafted. I said, once you go there, everybody's on the same plane.
Yeah.
He said, well, I'm not. He said, when I went to the Collegiate Bowl, I played against a lot of D1 players. He said, and I was one of the best defensive players there. He said, so I know I can fit in. So he'll do well. Also on the Browns is former Pine Forest High School player Martin Emerson Jr., who was a third-round pick of the Browns. And then Clarence Hicks, who played for Pine Forest High School. He was cut by Cincinnati, a linebacker. And so that's pretty much all the local guys.
Yeah, I think it's awesome to be able to see the guys from Pensacola who make it. And obviously, you know, DeAnthony Bell, of course, being a UWF is something quite spectacular. Barry, if you have an idiom for us, we got about 30 seconds left. You want to make it quick or you want to save it for next week?
Let's save it for next week.
Okay, spectacular. Well, I appreciate the time. Thank you for being flexible, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good time.